The Castle Garden. Anina sat next to Biff in class. "I want to write a play," she said. "It will be a fairy tale. Will I get a part?" "But how do I start?" Anina asked. "Let me think. It's quite hard to start." "Long, long ago," Anina began, "and far, far away was a castle. The castle had a large garden with smart grassy paths and neat flower beds. In the castle lived King Charlie with Princess Tara." "My darling," said King Charlie to Princess Tara, "it is time you had a husband. You can choose a duke, a prince, a king, it's up to you."
"No, father, I don't want a partner."
King Charlie sent cards far and wide. "We invite you to the castle," he put, "where the charming Princess Tara seeks a husband. He must be rich and under 50. "Shall I put very rich?" Princess Tara was cross. "This is a silly plan. This is much too fast. I can't fall in love just like that," she said.
"It can't be that hard."
A man came to the castle. "I am the Shah of Jimjar," he said. "I had a hard time parking my carts. All the carts are parked. I bring the finest carpets for Tara. Expensive carpets."
"We don't need carpets."
A sultan came to the castle. "I am the Sultan of Candybar," he said. "I have 10 carts full of silk." The carts were hard to park. "See, yards and yards of it, handcrafted silk."
"I don't need silk."
After him, a czar came. "I am the Tsar of Khazar," he said. "I bring jars of rather fine perfume."
"Hard to park, master."
"I am Tarquin of France," said a knight. "I bring chests of gold and silver for Princess Tara."
"The cart park is full."
"This is ghastly," said Tara, and she ran into the garden.
"Pardon me," said a voice.
It was Carl, the gardener. Tara told him why she was cross.
"I have always loved you," said Carl.
"You could never love me," said Carl sadly. "I am a gardener. I have no chance."
"I love you too," said Tara. "I have always loved you. We will tell my father at once."
Tara took Carl to see the king. "Carl is a gardener, but I love him so much, father," she said.
"Look at these seeds, father. They mean more to me than gold, silk, and carpets."
"But, my darling Tara!" "It's a great story," said Biff. "Do they live happily ever after?"
"Ah," said Anina. "Wait and see."